everyone. I'm Jack Johnson.
And I'm Jill Johnson.
And welcome to the first episode of, oh shoot, we bought a franchise. Jill and I, for those of you that don't know, are franchise consultants. We have been franchise consultants since 2017. Over the years, we've helped hundreds. Of people become franchise owners. And we recently found ourselves in the same position that many of you, I'm assuming, who are listening to this podcast, find yourselves in, where you're exploring franchise ownership or thinking about owning a franchise. And our intent is to kind of take you guys along on this journey with us on why we chose the franchise we did, what it's like to start a franchise from scratch, and what it's like for our everyday life.
Right. We're on the other side of this now. And we want to share with you guys our experiences because, you know, we've been coaching you guys for years and we've been talking to you guys about this experience and now we're going through it ourselves. So we want to share everything.
Literally, as we guide people on a daily basis through, you know, finding the right franchise, we felt like having our experience, having this podcast to sort of be a companion for people who are maybe already existing franchise owners, people searching for franchises. We want this to be as helpful as possible. So maybe we start from the beginning. Jill and I have, as we mentioned before, helped so many people do this, but it was always in the back of our head that we wanted to diversify with a franchise of our own. As franchise consultants, our lifestyle is very similar to that of a real estate agent, meaning that every dollar we make, we have to work for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And as we kind of go along in life, that was starting just to weigh on us a little bit because we wanted more of that sort of freedom, of a business that could run without our 9-to-5 hustle.
Right.
And so it kept kind of gnawing away at us, and each of us, as we would place people into different franchises, we would say, hey, how about this franchise? Or how about that franchise?
Yeah, I mean, we honestly, and I know many of you guys and our clients were always asking us, why don't you own a franchise? And, you know, our answer was really, this is our business. So we're really, you know, ramping up this business, this Franchise Insiders, because this is, you know, we're helping you guys. We're taking our time to focus on you guys, but it's always in the back of our heads. And, you know, like a realtor, you could see the most gorgeous houses, but you're not going to buy them all. So, you know, we couldn't buy everyone we wanted. We were tempted to many times, but nothing really resonated at the time where both of us were on board.
Right. Jill would find one she'd love. I'd find one that I loved. We came close on a bunch. And there's so many great franchises out there. And this is what all of you go through, too. It's finding that franchise that resonates and that you agree on and that, you know, you think you can claim your slice of the American, you know, dream with. It was Jill and I were actually talking to, and we're just going to go full transparency for you guys. We're not going to make this a commercial for the franchise that we own, but we just want to kind of bring you in as much as possible. So Jill and I were talking to Resi Brands. And for those of you that don't know Resi Brands, they're fabulous. They're a company out of Austin, that started with a franchise called That One Painter. Their sort of grassroots story was Stephen Montgomery starting as a painter himself and, you know, starting with, I think, 10 bucks in his pocket.
Yeah.
Stephen, if I have that wrong, sorry. And growing this sort of, I think it's $100 million business now with That One Painter as the sort of champion franchise. So Jill and I were looking at buying That One Painter.
Which is a great franchise.
Great franchise.
Yeah.
Probably sold out in your town, but there's lots of markets, I think, still open. But it's a really neat franchise. And again, it meets with the core values that Jill and I were looking for, which was simple business, relatively low investment, something that could serve both B2C and B2B clients. I mean, I think That One Painter's average sale is like $5,000 per residential client. But I've seen where they've done commercial projects in sort of six-figure ranges. So we loved that. We wanted that. And so we were in negotiations with That One Painter about buying a franchise. And somewhere along the way, we saw Pink's.
Yeah.
Pink's Window Services.
We were like, wait a second. Hold on. Tell us more about Pink's.
Yeah.
And they kind of said, well, Pink's is sort of up and coming, you know, we're just starting to work with them. You know, we'll have more information with you later. And we kind of bugged them.
Yeah, we kind of said, no, how about now?
Well, let's talk about it now. Because the brand really stood out to us. Pink's has a very, very cute logo. It just has, it's very strong in branding, which is like Jack and I's background. So if you see anything with Franchise Insiders, you know, like that's very important to us, branding and logos and just kind of the vibe of the brand.
Yeah, it's from a marketing standpoint, they've got a merch page. You know, people wear Pink's trucker hats all over Austin. We're trying to do the same thing here in South Florida. We wear our Pink's hats every day. We just, the sort of marketability of the brand, we felt like knowing what we know about our local market, which is heavily dominated by a lot of influencers, that this was a brand that we could bring in that would easily resonate. I'm not going to get ahead, but what I will tell you guys, one of the most pleasant surprises is how good Pink's was at training our team to deliver quality services. But we'll get to that in a future episode. So we saw Pink's and they said, listen, we've got one location. It's not ready yet. And we said, we love that. We want to do that.
Let us in. We wanted to get in early. I mean, we wanted to be an early adopter. We have experience, you know, with franchising. So we kind of said, hey, listen, you know, we understand it's early on. We'll work with you. You work with us. And I thought that was a great kind of relationship for us to have. So yes, you guys are launching. We understand that. So we'll be part of like the growing pains with you guys to start.
Yeah. And then meeting Brandon and Carter, who are the founders, I don't even think they're 30. But they are so cool.
They're killing it.
They're so great. They're so just like ahead of the game. And it really fits with, again, what Jill and I wanted, which was forget about the widget. And in this case, the widget of our business is we clean windows, right? And it's more than that. We make everything around the house that has any glass look just spectacular. But put the widget aside. What's the brand experience? And we felt like Pink's for us embodied that. So it was a no-brainer. And so the sort of next challenge for us was we're used to making a certain amount, like all of you are, right? Most of you who are listening, if you're working a job in corporate America, you've got a number, right? You've got a number that for you to be a business owner, you need to replace. We have the same too. Don't get us wrong. We love being franchise consultants. But again, the trouble with our franchise consulting business is we only eat what we kill. And we love helping people find franchises, and we're not going to stop anytime soon.
Well, and also, I just want to interject. That was very key in what we were looking for a franchise opportunity, something that would allow us to continue to run Franchise Insiders as we normally would. So when we would look at other opportunities, we really had to look at how much time it was going to take for us to be involved and to run another business because we couldn't. We couldn't let it affect Franchise Insiders at all. It needed to run exactly as it had with the addition of a new business.
That's a great point because in all, you know, being again as transparent as possible, Franchise Insiders pays the bills. We don't expect Pink's to pay the bills for us for a couple of years.
Yet.
And that's okay. I mean, I think that's part of, if you've ever had a franchise consultation with us, you've heard us say this, your first year of building a business is about feeding the business. You need the right working capital. If you've ever heard someone out there say it's easy and you'll be making money before you know it, that's just not business ownership. It takes time and it takes capital, and that's okay. Because if you really look at it strategically and you can take it in sort of a nuanced approach, you can do it right. And for us, so Jill's right that the trade-off was we really had to fit it into our day between car line pickups with our son, mm-hmm. and, you know, his scholastic sports activities, his music activities, our existing business. So boil it down, I have about an hour or two a day I can spend on the business. Jill, what do you spend on it?
I mean, you know, it's with the ramp up of the business has been a little bit more, but I mean, I would say not even. I don't even spend an hour. Probably, I mean, taking out aside you and I talking about the business, which we do all the time, Franchise Insiders, everything, that I don't count. But as far as actually working in the business, no, it's like maybe 30 minutes a day. Obviously, some days heavier than others, but really it's not. And, you know, we'll talk about later the structure and how we've run it. But we have put it in place where we have a GM doing the daily work. So we really, from an owner's perspective, are not having to put in that much work. And once a business is really up and running, it's going to be considerably even less than that.
Right. I mean, and so that was also what appealed to us with Resi Brands was their CEO model because it fit us. You know, there's a lot of talk in franchising right now about absentee franchises and people saying, you know, they're legit or not legit. I mean, it is what it is. I think you'll find there's a lot of people out there that can run a CEO model franchise like us, where if you are willing to invest the capital and build the structure out where you have people who you can delegate to effectively, then you can do it. And again, that's where Resi Brands and Pink's was a great fit for us. So then sort of the next step for us was building out a territory that made sense to sort of fit our goal, which is we want to replace, our initial goal is, most important goal is we want to replace our franchise insider's income, with Pink's. And that is because it, for us, as we sort of move forward in life, we value our time, and as much as we're spending 2 hours a day on Pink's, or I am, and some days it's an hour. I'd average
honestly,
an hour or two.
We have to go with averages here because there's been days right. where it's been much busier, but it's been fun work, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, we're setting up a business. We are the ones that own it. You know, it's very different, you know, as a business owner to empower your employees and meet with employees and interview. It's exciting. It's exciting when it's your own business that you're putting together. So even if there are days where it takes a couple more hours, you know, we're energized, we're excited. It doesn't feel like dragging on 2 hours. It's probably like 2 hours flew by and we still have so much more to do. So
yeah.
It's been very positive in that sense.
And it's not like, you know, it's just a straight 2 hours in a row. No, it's a conversation here. It's a conversation
Correct.
There. It's managing this. It's
Correct.
Doing that. But anyways, we can get into that. We're not going to get right into all the nuts and bolts of how the business is running right now because we're kind of giving you guys sort of the prelude and what set us up to it. So we built out a 5-unit territory, which for us made sense. It may not make sense for you to build such a large territory. That's something that, you know, can be determined as you're starting to look at a franchise. But for us, it made sense because when it comes to home services, the general rule of thumb is, and if you look at the item 19, and for any of you that don't know, an item 19 is inside the franchise disclosure document. And it's, basically, a page within that document that shows you financial averages of what, in this case, the Pink's pilot office was achieving. And you can also see franchisee data, that type of thing. So what we saw was a business that was grossing up about $800,000-$900,000 a year and, netting about, 30%. And for us, that made a lot of sense. So for us to sort of achieve what we want to, we determined that we'd like to build out a 5-unit territory. We assumed that, and Pink's confirmed this, that their pilot location is about 2 territories. And with this business, here's the other thing we loved. It's a window washing business. So it doesn't have complicated licensure or anything like that.
Everyone has windows.
Everyone.
You guys will be shocked once you get into a business like this where you're looking around and notice that literally everyone has windows.
Everyone.
And they're all dirty.
And they actually will call you to clean their windows.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I worried about that. But they do. And it does, when you see it afterwards, the house looks so beautiful.
Yeah.
So low cost, easy to train. And those were things that really mattered to us. And so, you know, when it came to starting the business, we didn't have to get a big expensive retail space. We could get a co-working space. Essentially what we needed was a truck and a team. That's what we set upon doing. We hired a GM and we hired a lead tech. We sent them off to training. And that's the other cool thing about Resi is that with the CEO model, if you are busy, a busy individual, you don't necessarily need to go to training right away.
But they have wonderful training online. So while we sent our GM and our lead tech to the physical training in Austin, we were all able as business owners to do online training as
right.
well.
So yeah.
I kind of know how to wash a window now.
I don't know how to wash a window.
I haven't done it in person, but their training even online is wonderful. So, you know, had I been watching with the squeegee in my hand, I might be able to have done it, but, it's available to you if you need it and you can see how they're training other people, which I think is fabulous. So they've really nailed it in the training department.
Yeah. I don't know how to wash a window. I don't drive
I'm
the truck.
I'm saying I learned, not that I can do it, but it does, you know, it does take a lot of practice, and I do not have that practice. So fortunately, we have a great team that are learning and doing it very well.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, so we sent our team off to training, our GM and our lead tech, and as we got into it, we discovered that our GM, we probably didn't put him in the best position too. Our first GM that we hired to succeed, it probably wasn't the best fit for either side. So once he came back from training, it was sort of determined that he probably wasn't the guy. Really good dude, very smart, but it wasn't a fit. So, I mean, again, this is just full transparency. This is what happens, you know. Sometimes in business ownership, you've got to be able to make, you know, decisions that will help everyone. Fortunately, our lead tech showed a real, he just showed us he had the stuff to be the GM. So even before we opened our doors, we had a personnel change.
Quick pivot, no big deal.
Yeah. But that's part of the fun of this, you guys, is getting to be a business owner, a real grown up, and make these decisions that, you know, I call them Captain Kirk moments. That's probably me showing my age a little bit. But I think that's the fun thing about being a business owner, is you get to make those decisions. And so far, the GM that we promoted has really done a wonderful job. And we've been very happy. And on the next episode of We Bought a Franchise, we're going to share with you guys what it was like to launch this business and what we experienced. And that's what you guys are going to get along the way. We're going to try and bring you this franchise on a weekly basis. We are fairly busy individuals, so some weeks we may not bring it to you, but it doesn't mean we don't want to. But we're going to try and be as consistent as possible, because for those of you out there considering franchise ownership, we want to make sure we're there for you. We're going to share kind of what our funding strategy is, what we've seen in terms of, you know, the revenue of the business growing, all that fun stuff that we are seeing on a daily basis. But we're going to give it to you as sort of experienced business people to help you understand what this is like. And we're going to give you the ups and downs and all the squeaky clean details that we can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just in this quick little episode, we've kind of given you the background. We've set it up so you guys know kind of how we got to where we are, showed you our first quick little pivot as business owners and having to kind of rearrange our staff right away, but we move on and we move forward. So you'll see a lot of that.
On the next episode, we'll share with you guys how we landed a massive job right out of the gate.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And by the way, just for Jill, I want to make this point that our awesome theme song is not sung by her or me, but rather by our great friend Jason Bronner, who is a longtime, highly successful music producer out in Southern California. Jason, thank you for the awesome theme song. We love it. It is in my head.
Yeah.
And it's not Jill singing.
It's not me. And we say that because I know so many people were going to make a comment if that was it. So now, full disclosure, it's not me. Lovely voice, not me.
Great job, Jason. All right, you guys. So we are off to the Bahamas. Our business is still going to run, and we can't wait to bring you the next episode of, oh shoot, We Bought a Franchise. Talk to you next time.
We bought a franchise. We did our research, looked at all the options, then we found Pink's Windows down in Austin. Now we got a truck and a team, and we're gonna make this whole town clean. We bought a franchise. We bought a franchise.